Let me begin with a thanks, special thanks to Jonathan Sawyer. Jonathan Sawyer is the man who began February, and he began it, it was his idea, his suggestion. And it was his idea to do it in order to increase the amount of traffic or users on Audioboo, and I want to pay, first of all, a tremendous thanks to him, because without him, it would never have happened. Secondly, I want to thank Kate and the Audioboo team who have curated it all and who have played a complete blinder in organising it in terms of themes. And I had my scepticism at the beginning, scepticism that I wouldn't comply, and the more I complied, the more I gained out of the communal activity. So that was... Now, there are individuals who suggested individual themes. In the first week of February, somebody started us all off with an introduction, where we came from, who we were, why we've decided to get involved. And gradually, throughout that first week, it went from a general introduction to eventually, on the seventh day of the week, to interview somebody and pick questions that you wanted to ask yourself. So the first week was a tremendous settling down into noticing voices, getting used to the whole idea, and gradually I found myself building up a greater and greater sense of who each person was and slowly starting to follow people and discovering people as I went along and vowing to listen again to certain people. In the second week, there was some excitement because Sarcastic Apple came up with an idea which was to take over an idea that Sassy Cat had come up with. So basically we had two ideas being curated, things being moved around, just the way you would do with exhibits in an exhibition. And then we had Poetry Night, that incredible evening where people were asked to link with people outside Audioboo or start seeing. And that started it being possible to see who was into doing things that would be out of their comfort zone. You know, we had on the 8th, Caroline Hooley made a suggestion. We had somebody called Nice Sassapod made a suggestion. Ken Gordon had a suggestion. And, you know, at the end of the second week, we were into Valentine's Day. I must say, where would we have been if it wasn't for Radio Kate's blog posts? You know, such a positive message that kept coming out, encouraging and, you know, presenting new ideas for people to follow. McColgan even got in there with one that he suggested, and didn't he really deserve to have to be the author of a theme? He made such a great contribution so often. Dean Reed got in there with a suggestion as well, and at the end of the third week, you know, we were into that incredible question: if it were possible, what piece of advice would you give to your younger self? Now, funnily enough, in the fourth week, some people who had made suggestions in the earlier weeks, like McColgan, he got a second one in. Dean Reed got a second one in. And then somebody called on Twitter, called CR_Ellis, got one in. Dave728NC asked us, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? We had stuff about films. And finally, we got to the last two themes. You know, what would you do if you were king or queen of the world? The three things you'd do. And we finally come to February the 29th. And, you know, the question is, what had you done with your extra day? And what would you do if it were your last? Two enormous questions. What was the extra day in the year worth to me? Well, it was one of the richest days of this year. And I doubt very much I'll have a richer day in the rest of the year. So let me just run you past it. I went to visit went to take my child to school in the morning. I went on to visit my client, a company called Akari Software. And there I caught up with the chief executive. I recorded an audio book with him, which hasn't been shared yet, and it's in draft form. And we'll stay there for some time. It's a business development audio, and it refers to a lot of matters which are fairly sensitive. So I do that. I work with businesses and record what they're doing for them, and I keep them in archives until publication time is right. But I went on from that to deal with a family matter in which my brother, who's coming up to his 60th birthday, the issue was, what are we going to get him for his birthday present? And that took me to phoning Roger Overall, the documentary photographer, and discussing with him what in the area of photography could we give my brother for his birthday. And that involved two people coming into the framework. One was Peter Cox, who's a landscape photographer. Another is a man called Vincent Byrne, who's a portrait photographer. So there was a discussion about that. Also a discussion about a group that Roger and I are both in. I then moved on to consideration of a political cause that I'm working with and for, called 50-50 Group. It's all about gender equality in Irish national politics. Irish politics, rather, not just national politics. And I had to provide an update of various statistics for related to the online presence of the organisation. Had a great discussion after that with a publisher coming from a company called selfpublishedbooks.ie, Frank Kelly, chief executive there at LetterTech. We talked about publication of a book of mine, republication of a book of mine, the Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, because I've been asked to run a session comparing my work with Dylan Thomas's work at a festival which will take place in May. And that's another story. But you can see the kind of richness that the 29th of the day is leading to. And then it really took off into the stratosphere because, you know, on the one hand, I took my daughter to picked her up from school, took her to swimming class, and then went to an event, women entrepreneur networking event in Cork, where I met Deborah Searle. And, well, I did an awful lot of tweeting during that event. And you can find Deborah Searle under debraseale.com. She's quite remarkable. Her story is quite remarkable. And I have interviewed her on Audioboo. I've done a monologue about her on Audioboo. I interviewed another a small business during that event, a small business that had printed the clothes, printed on the clothes, including using these, what are they called, QR codes or QXYZ codes. I also met somebody who works for the Cork Jazz Festival. Jazz Festival in Cork, very important event. She's the secretary of the festival committee. Had a little chat with her. But I also there got to meet some very, very impressive women entrepreneurs. I got to meeting a possible future client. So I bet she better remain nameless. But I got also to meet I got to meet Nicola Byrne, the CEO of 11890, terrifically successful Irish Directory Inquiry Service. She's may do many other entrepreneurial things that I don't yet know about. Terrific to meet her. Terrific to meet the company QED, who organised the event. So eventually I finished a long debrief with Jonathan Arm from Think Tank, who is, I have to say, the most creative individual with whom I mix on a face-to-face. Comes from a company called Think Tank here in Cork, and there. So, and we're going to do some work together. Or you could say we've already worked together. Yeah, we have. We've run events together. So in the end of the day, I got to bed last night on the 29th. I got to bed on the 1st of March. So what have I done? I have a little bit more time on this, so I will actually deal with the second part of the question. Yes, the second part of the question was a fairly hairy one, really. What would I do if it was my last day? And I presume that this means, what would I do if it was absolutely certain that I was going to die at the end of the day? What would be my last act? And I'll tell you what I would do. I would drink the best bottle of wine I could find. I would open it and I would have it probably by myself, because I don't think replicating the Last Supper would be very good for other people, but it would certainly be nice to drink a really fine wine. I would write. I would write all day, and I would write until I died, unless Mark Rock and Audio Boo were to give me really long time so that I could record one long, continuous audio from morning to night. And it would be one long piece, and there would be no gaps in it, so it would be a complete record of the day. I would take it to the toilet. I would take it to the shower. I would eat with it on. I would diary the day. And I would, a bit like, was it Max Wall or somebody, who, terrific comedian anyway, who died on stage, I would die on Audio Boo. I would suddenly, in it, I would pass on. And the whole thing would be my last gift of love to you all you Audio Boo users. And you could do anything you like with the material. You could even cut it up, jumble it up, burn it, stamp on it, bury it. But yeah, I'd go out on Audio Boo. And look, there's one person I haven't yet thanked, and it's the guy who never recorded the voice of his mother. And because he never had the voice of his mother, he made Audio Boo happen. And to this day, he's making very, very sure that the voices of his children are recorded, and that his children have his voice to remember him by. And, you know, without Mark Rock and his team, but without the vision that underpinned, and without the drive that was there, we wouldn't be listening, chatting to each other. And it's hard to get off the stage when you're so full of gratitude and thanks, and but there's a time to move on. So thanks a lot, folks. I have absolutely no intention of letting you disappear out of my life. Bye-bye.